Senate Republicans are set to vote today on whether to start debate on health care reform. But exactly what they'd be debating, though, is still unclear. The Better Care Reconciliation Act, which would repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, or the Obamacare Repeal Reconciliation Act, which would effectively just repeal the ACA, but not replace it. Even senators who are voting today don't yet know. Joining us now with more is Julie Rovner. She's chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Julie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So you are one of the most seasoned healthcare reporters I know. I just want to get to this. Has this ever happened before in Washington?
Not that I have ever seen. And as I tweeted last night, I've covered every major healthcare bill since 1986. I have never seen anything even remotely close to this. The idea that the Senate wants to do a bill that could impact in a major way a sixth of the economy, and no one knows what that bill is going to be.
It's incredible when you think about it. They're going to take a vote on proceeding to debate over something they don't know what they're going to be debating on. So what then are the big questions still outstanding before the vote for the senators and for the rest of the country?
Well, the big question is still what can pass. It's looking increasingly like they may well be able to get the 51 votes that they need to start the debate. But it seems that almost everything that they're going to bring up doesn't have the 50 votes it would need to get out the other side. So now they're talking about this sort of what they're calling, you know, skinny repeal, which would be sort of the lowest common denominator that everybody can agree on. But there are technical reasons why that might be difficult as well. So they could start this debate and end up not being able to approve anything.
Okay, and what might some of those technical reasons be?
Well, some of them have to do with the process that they're using. It's called budget reconciliation. It is a budget process. And because it is a budget process, it can be fast-tracked, not have the lengthy debate that the Senate normally has. And it can pass with, as we've said, only 51 votes. The problem with that is they're very limited in what they can do. And one of the things that they have to do is meet the targets that were set out in the budget resolution, which were pretty small. But because the Senate committees didn't act, they're using the House bill, they'd have to save at least as much money as the House bill saved. That was about $120 billion over 10 years. And a very small bill might not reach that that spending level or that savings level, and that would make it problematic. So it's really difficult. The other thing we saw is that there are rules about what can be included in this type of bill. They have to be directly affect the federal budget. There was a whole list that was put out by the Senate parliamentarian last week of things that likely couldn't be included, and those included a lot of things that were very important to a lot of Republicans, like defunding Planned Parenthood for a year.
Interesting. But given the mood in Washington right now and in the Senate, one wonders how strong those rules or how those rules may hold going forward. But just let me ask you, Senator John McCain, of course, came back from Arizona in time for this vote. And it's been, what, less than a week since he was diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer. I mean, how significant is his return? And do we know at all how he's going to vote?
No, we don't know how he's going to vote. That's the most important thing. His office put out a statement that said he has returned to vote on the bill, and then he's going to give a statement, and then apparently he's going to have a press conference. But we don't know which way he's going to vote. He was not necessarily a yes. He said he was worried about what his governor thought of the bill. His governor had expressed serious concerns, a Republican governor in Arizona, about the Medicaid cuts in the bill. We haven't heard much from the governor, and we haven't heard much from Senator McCain. So he's not necessarily a slam dunk, but if he were to vote for it, which would be the expectation, then they could lose. Then they'd have to lose three votes in order for it to not succeed. I know these are triple negatives, but his being there, assuming he's going to vote for it, makes it easier for that vote to pass.
So who else then in the Senate will you be watching this afternoon?
Well, we're going to be watching some of the moderates. We're pretty sure Susan Collins from Maine is still a no, but Shelley Moore Capito from West Virginia, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, Dean Heller from Nevada. Those are sort of the three that everybody is keeping a close eye on, and they have not said how they would vote. Also, Mike Lee, a conservative from Utah, isn't entirely happy with this. Rand Paul, who had been the strongest no, said he will vote at least to start debate because he's been promised that he would get a vote on his sort of repeal bill, which also probably won't have. We pretty certainly won't have 50 votes. That's one of the things that they're likely to take up that's likely then not to succeed.
We've got about 30 seconds here, Julie. President Trump has been tweeting today, including about health care, but has he been involved in any substantive way speaking to senators about health care?
Most senators say they've been talking to the vice president and the secretary of Health and Human Services and other you know, White House and administration officials, but not to the president directly. On the other hand, he has been using the bully pulpit of late, particularly yesterday, including in his speech to the Boy Scout Jamboree.
Right. Julie Rovner, chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News, on a remarkable day in Washington. Julie, thank you.
You're most welcome.